The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Well, look at this. After a two-week hiatus, she is back. Rose Gray, good morning. How are you?
I could not be better. I'm sad. 4:40 this morning when I turned on the news and learned of Jimmy Buffett's passing, I was a little sad.
They have a little tribute at margaritaville.com, and this line is one that gets me. He knew how to have fun and cared deeply about bringing everyone else along with him for the ride.
That's so true. And wow, what a good website you referenced. If you're feeling like you need to have a connection to Jimmy Buffett, there's a lot of different ways to do it besides his music, and that is to go to margaritaville.com, and you will see hotels and resorts. You will see all-inclusive resorts. They have a cruise ship now, so lots of ways to connect with Jimmy Buffett. I will tell you, I had the good fortune to stay at Margaritaville Beach Resort in Cap Cana in the Dominican Republic. Outstanding. If you feel like, I don't think I could listen to Jimmy Buffett music 24/7, you don't have to worry about it because they don't play it 24/7, but they play that type of music 24/7. Right. Landshark Brewery is on site.
Nice.
So you can have some of his beer. And I've also had the opportunity to visit Margaritaville Beach Resort Riviera Cancun in Puerto Morales. They are known for their floating tacos. So you're in the pool and a big, gigantic, say, like charcuterie board, but full of tacos is floating in the pool for you to just eat while you're
How
in
awesome
the pool.
Is that?
Very awesome. So call one of our advisors. We can hook you up with a way to stay connected to Jimmy Buffett and all things Margaritaville.
Ah, man, that is a big loss for everybody.
It was so sad. I told Dayton. So Dayton was at the last concert.
Yes, at Alpine Valley.
I did the math as I was listening to Jimmy on the way in today. I've been to a Jimmy Buffett concert in every decade, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
That's awesome.
It is.
I had never gone. My uncle had been talking about it forever. Like, you need to come with me to go to one of these. And finally I said, you know, he's coming back. Let's go. And we did, thankfully, because had we not last year, we would not have done it.
There you go. An icon for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So you were in Alaska for the last what? How many days?
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
So we did the 2 weeks. And I have to tell you, I'm a little skeptical about telling everyone how phenomenal the weather was.
Oh, yeah. You sound real skeptical.
It was unheard of. And I'm afraid if I tell people that, they'll come to expect it. Because when you go to Alaska, you need to be prepared for everything,
right,
from rain to cool temperatures to warm temperatures to sun to clouds to high glacier weather, all of that. But it was sensational. So we had 14 days total, 7 days on the land and 7 days on the Inside Passage. And I want to direct the listeners to our resources tab, because there you will see vacation travel shows and events. And our good friend Colleen Allsburg, who, by the way, I must thank for filling in for me for 2 weeks while I was doing what she loves so much. There is a virtual event recording Alaska 2024 Land and Sea Journeys. And it's Colleen explaining them to you. There are two different itineraries that we do at Fox World Travel. One is the one that I was on, 7 days land, 7 days on the Inside Passage. And then we also do what we call the Yukon. So that's a little bit more land intensive and includes the Yukon territory with a 4 day sailing. And both of those sell out almost every year. And we've got a number of them available on our website at foxworldtravel.com. You go to Fox Group Vacations and you will go all the way down to the very bottom where all the Alaskas for 2024 are listed. And there are actually four departures. So one of those should fit for you. I had the best group ever. I can't even tell you how much fun we had. And what's so cool about this is we do the land first. So this is the get up and get going every day part of the trip. This is the pack your bag, put it out. Yeah. We're getting on a coach and we're going someplace. This is we're getting on a train and we're going from Denali to Anchorage. And Helen doesn't like it when I say it's the work part of the trip, because a vacation should not be work. But then you get to get on the ship and relax. Glacier Bay, Hubbard Glacier. Then we do Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, a day at sea, and then we're back in Vancouver. It was outstanding. It just reminded me how much I love Alaska. And so please, if you're interested, check out that virtual recording that Colleen did, and then choose one of those. Call one of our advisors. Get on the books for 24.
Yeah, she said last week they are filling up.
Fast. We know Alaska's a really, really big seller because it's a domestic destination. So although it seems like you're going to an exotic place, and it is a bit of a flight, I think Minneapolis to Fairbanks, Chicago to Fairbanks, 5.5-6 hours, something like that.
Sure.
Anchorage a little bit less, but it's the U.S. and it makes some people feel a little bit more comfortable. We know this is people's wish list. We know people say, I want to go to Alaska. And what makes me sad, Dayton, is when people wait so long that there's some impairment. There might be a mobility issue. There may be a respiratory issue. There may be things that you are missing because you waited so long. Do it while you can. It's remarkable. Highly recommend.
You mentioned Vancouver in there. So passport needed for these trips?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
So make sure you have that ready to go as well. Okay. Well, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
We got a full hour to go. Get your calls and texts in for Rose. The old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Songs are so great. Jimmy Buffett passing away last night at the age of 76. If you're just waking up this morning, sad news to wake up to.
Well, it is. And, you know, as we were talking on the first segment, normally we would probably mention something like this and then move on with the show. But he's tied to travel because he was a sailor, and because he was so internationally loved, and because of his connection to his business empire of Margaritaville, I feel like it's important we keep talking about it.
The old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. From the 414, it says, we just got back from the Alaska land cruise with Rose. It was an absolutely wonderful trip. Fox World Travel sure has this trip perfected. Perfected, Rose.
Thank you.
So easy. Everything was planned out for us. The buses, the trains, hotels, excursions, meals were excellent. The ship was wonderful. Rooms were nice. Bathrooms bigger than other cruise lines. That's very important. Entertainment on the ship was great. Food was superb. Weather was gorgeous. Oh, there's that weather again, getting everybody excited. Our favorite thing was the glass dome train ride through Denali to Anchorage. The scenery was unbelievable. What is that?
What we do is we spend a day. Well, we after two nights in Denali, we get on a glass dome train. And there are other cars on the train, and you can see what they look like, and then you can see what Holland America's amazing train looks like. And you're on it for 8 hours. Now, that sounds like torture. However, you have a narrator giving you commentary as you're going along.
Right.
More importantly, you have a bartender. So Bloody Marys, or Moose Marys, as they're called in the morning, beers in the afternoon. There is a dining car on board, and at Fox World Travel, with all of our group departures, we provide a voucher for you to have lunch on the train. So it's broken up quite nicely, and you have the wherewithal to go between the cars. So it's not like you have to sit in this seat for 8 hours. You get to wander
a bit.
Exactly. So
nice.
It's absolutely phenomenal. And what a nice compliment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thanks for texting and listening as well. 855-616-1620. This one from Lynn in Waukesha. My mobile satellite phone recommended by Rose is terminating service in November. Phone is unlocked. What chip do you recommend to place in the phone?
So any SIM card will work. And what we're finding now, more and more people are buying the SIM card upon arrival at their international destination so that they're not buying something here in the U.S., but they're buying it at the store.
So they know it works?
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. But any SIM card will work. And then here's the other thing. Check with your local provider. Now, I know that some of these people are going to tell me that they've got consumer cellular or some of those kind of providers that maybe wouldn't give you international service, but the main providers, AT&T, Verizon, U.S. Cellular, will give you an international plan that you can pay for.
Sure.
So you need to do a little bit of research and figure that out. But yeah, it's not as horrible as it used to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess when you're gone for 2 weeks, having a phone to talk to people back in the States is a big deal.
Well, it is, except think about this. Every hotel
has Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So now you're on Wi-Fi. And if you are iPhone to iPhone, you can still message one another.
Sure.
Now, you can't message somebody with an Android, but there's a workaround that. Use WhatsApp.
Right.
WhatsApp is another.
Or Facebook Messenger. Exactly. Or I mean, that's why I'm trying to think, why would I need a phone plan if I were going overseas these days?
Yep.
And the answer's not coming to my head.
No. It says you just may be one of those people that doesn't have access to any of that stuff, and you feel like you need to be able to make a phone call. I travel with a company international phone on all of my trips.
Well, yeah, but you're in charge of groups
exactly.
of people.
But so that's another thing to keep in mind. So I've got your back. When
if you're with me. Right.
So,
or Colleen or anybody.
Any of our tour managers. Yeah. Exactly.
Perfect. Great questions. Keep them coming. The Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Rose Gray is back. I'm Dayton Kane, and this is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Jimmy Buffett passing away last night at the age of 76. By the way, I normally don't do this, but I got my flip-flops on today. I didn't even know that.
Hey, so are we on TV right now? Are we on
I don't
streaming?
Think so.
Oh, good. Well, then
so.
You and I could have lifted up our flip-flops.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, Jimmy Buffett, man. Okay, so the Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. People excited because you haven't been here for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because you were in Alaska. But we do have a phone call here, so let's go over to Sandy in New Berlin, my hometown. Good morning, Sandy. What's your question?
Good morning. Rose, we're going to be on the trip with you to Tuscany at the end of this month. And we're just wondering when the pre-trip meeting will be and any idea what the weather will be like?
Yeah. So there won't be. So what will happen is it'll be recorded and it'll be sent out to you as a link. We did that with Steve Scafidi's trip, which I'm leaving on Friday, by the way. Dayton, I hate to say it. But so you're lucky, Sandy, because I'm doing this trip before I take your trip. So I will be so smart by the time we go on this trip.
Oh,
it will be
wonderful.
Frightening. Yeah. So what we'll do is next week, I believe it's scheduled for like Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm recording the pre-trip event. And then that will come to you, and then you'll get your electronic documents, and then it'll all make perfect sense.
Okay, all right. Sounds great.
And then with regard to weather, we're going to hope for the good karma. See how I work that good karma brands in? That Fox World Travel brings on every trip is going to keep following us because at that time of the year, it should be warm days, cool nights, because it's harvest season. And just like here, we're starting to feel those cooler nights. So always have something that you can put on and stay warm. But we're still hoping for, I'm saying, sunny and high 60s, low 70s.
Okay. All right. Oh, great. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to the trip. Thank you.
Me too. Ciao.
All right, Sandy. Thanks for calling in. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. So, are you married?
Yeah.
Do you have kids and grandkids?
I do. Like, but you have to remember, last year I did 8 trips between April and September.
I know. You were exhausted by the
I was exhausted. This year, I just did Alaska.
Okay.
Remember, now a lot of that was my personal travel. I did Mexico. I did Jamaica. Yeah, yeah. But I did not miss many of my grandson's or my granddaughter's baseball games this year. So I made sure of that. And I think I'm going to stick to that. And now school's starting, so they can go off and...
All right. So you're going to Tuscany twice in the next month?
I am. It's crazy. Well, you got to remember, Scafidi sold out his first time ever traveling with Fox in like 8 days.
Yeah.
And we had so many people on the wait list, we said, whoa, wait a minute. Why don't we just offer a second trip? It won't have Scafidi, but it'll have Rose and it'll be fine. So that's what we're doing. And how do you find out about those trips? You go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, under Fox Group Vacations. And I do want to point out to everybody that at the very top are the exotics. And that is where you're going to see Timeless Wonders of Vietnam and Visions of Japan. Both have super super limited space. Mine is so limited that this week, the few cabins that Fox is still holding have to be returned back to Uniworld because their ship is sold out.
Okay.
The ship is sold out. It's a very small ship. I think there's 30 cabins or something All like right. that. So if Vietnam is still something you are considering, move now. I still have a little bit of space left on Egypt for October of 24. And then we have South Africa and Victoria Falls. Those are our exotics. So much in Europe going on, I can't even tell you. One thing I do want to point out to everybody that because our good friend Steve Scafidi is such a popular guy, he has another trip for next year already more than half, well over halfway booked, German Grandeur and Munich with Steve Scafidi in July of next year. So that's going on.
Lots of variety.
So much variety. There's something for everybody, I feel like. River cruises in Alaska and exotics and Hawaii. And again, wow, I know Colleen did a great job of representing what the situation in Maui is like yeah. and what Fox is doing to help them out. And we've had so many questions. Should I go? I'm going in October. What do you think? If this says anything, Fox World Travel belongs to a consortium, which is called Signature Travel Network. 600-ish agencies that are all together to form a consortium. And their owners meeting is in Maui this week. And there was some discussion, a great deal of discussion about whether or not this should actually happen. And because it's closer to Wailea and not in the Lahaina Kaanapali area,
right.
they're going. I guess it is actually in Kaanapali. But the resorts had come and they debated and decided that as long as it wasn't going to negatively impact rescue or reconstruction or right. anything like that, that they were going to go to help the economy. So
that's what they're saying, right? If you yeah. can travel there, you should still do it because yep. it helps out with that financial side of it. All right. We do have, I think we have time for this phone call. So let's go over to Dave in Caledonia. Good morning, Dave. What's your question?
Hey, yeah, good morning. My wife and I are trying to plan a trip next September to the Tuscan region. And my question is there enough for us to do for a week there, or should we think about kind of venturing out and staying there a few days and doing something else?
I think venturing out would be okay. That could be one of those spoken hub type trips like we're doing now. So you headquarter yourself and you can just go out on day trips if that works out okay. for you. If you're cool with moving, you know, on the trip that I'm doing, leaving for on Friday, we've decided that we're going to headquarter for 7 days in Tuscany, and then we're going to go to Florence for 2 days. That's something we kind of added at the end. So your itinerary could certainly be done in a fashion like that where you headquarter yourself and go out on day trips.
All right. Yeah, super. That we're looking for like a 10-day trip. And that was kind of the region that we were excited about.
Yeah, maybe split it. Maybe do 5 and 5. So you're not moving yeah, all no, the time.
Yeah, super, super. I actually have a time set up with one of your representatives on Tuesday.
Super.
Nice.
In this Brookfield location. So I'll have a little bit more information then to work with her on that.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It's Fox World Travel Show. We go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Patrick King. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Dayton. Thank you.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Parrot heads everywhere. Mourning today as Jimmy Buffett passed away last night at the age of 76. The release does say he was surrounded by friends and family and his dogs and the music was playing. So celebration yeah. at the end with everybody that was there too that he needed. So that's good, I guess. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. We do have a text here. Says we're looking at a cruise for 2024 from Rome to Croatia. Most ports are in Italy on Oceania Cruise Line. What is your opinion of Oceania? What other cruise line should we look at?
Top notch.
Okay.
Oceania would be in the luxury spectrum. So if you want to compare it to other luxury ships, you would look at Regent Seven Seas. You might look at Seabourn. It's always best not to muddy the waters with six or seven different right. cruise lines, I would say go to those three and see what you think. But I have nothing but wonderful things to say about Oceania.
Okay. Next one here says, hi, Rose. In next April, my wife and I are taking a ship from Singapore to Dubai. Oh, that sounds awesome. Along the way, visas for countries that require them are pretty straightforward, except I have a question on India and Oman regarding getting a visa. Any advice? That's from Neil in Menominee Falls.
Yep. So at Fox World Travel, we use two visa services. One of them is CIBT and one of them is Perry Visa Services. And you might say, well, Rose, that sounds like a cop-out. You didn't really answer the question. However, I am not a visa expert, but we have people who are. I tell this story when people say, well, I'm going to go directly to the consulate or I'm going to go directly to the embassy to get my visa taken care of. I tell this story many years ago. I was doing visa work for two individuals that worked for the same company. One was the dad and one was the son. The son left first and he was going to Brazil. He was doing construction work in Brazil.
Okay.
He needed to get a visa. We got him a Brazilian visa and he was on his way and working. He got hurt. During that time, his father's business required that he went to China and he needed to get a Chinese visa to go to China. But he was still in the United States.
All right. Okay?
But without a passport, because you send your passport off to get the visa. They affix it inside the passport. Perry Visa, and I'm not recommending one or the other because I know either one of them would have done this for me, walked over to the consulate, Perry Visa in Chicago, walked over to the consulate, got the passport out of processing at the Chinese visa. In the meantime, we sent all of the necessary paperwork to get the Brazilian documents so that the visa could be processed for the dad to go down to see the son who had been very critically hurt in an accident. In the end, all was well, and they both got to come home. But I can't imagine what that would have been like if somebody was doing this all on their own and they had to get that visa, that passport, out of processing at the Chinese visa,
right.
at the Chinese consulate.
Right.
So, embassy. So...
So you're saying there's a benefit to using Fox World Travel?
That's what I'm saying. We know who to use. We know the people who will help us out in these kinds of situations. So, we use services for this. So when I do Vietnam in February,
yep.
we will probably use a visa service to get I think Vietnam is going to start allowing visas to be issued upon arrival before we come. We'll cross that bridge, as they say. But when I've traveled to Vietnam before with groups, we've used a visa service to get everybody's visas.
The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show. We got another one here that says, we are booked on a Princess Cruise round trip from Seattle on the Inside Passage to Alaska. Are there any must-see shore excursions that we should book before we leave?
Well, if your itinerary includes Skagway, which likely it does, the White Pass Railway is always sold out. So if you want to do this narrow gauge historic rail trip, I would totally get that done in advance. Then I will tell you that anything that involves a helicopter or a plane is probably also going to be sold out because there are only so many of those right. that can accommodate
and they're
people.
Small.
And there's like six passengers, yeah. right? So if you want to do, like if you go to our website right now, if you go to our Facebook page right now or our Instagram page or our TikTok, you will see a picture of Colleen on a glacier. Hella hiking.
It's awesome.
Is you take a helicopter to the glacier and you're walking on the glacier. You've got poles and you've got grippers on the bottom of your shoes, but you're hiking on a glacier. Those sell out rather quickly. So anything like that you want to do. I know that I had some people on my trip that wanted to go crabbing in the worst way because they watched the TV show. They wanted to do that. Right. So anything that is you're so passionate that if I don't do this, whitewater rafting in Denali sells out. Now, this particular itinerary is just doing an inside passage, so there would not be whitewater right. rafting opportunities there. But when you see something that looks pretty exciting, if it's important to you to make sure that you get that accomplished on the trip, I would say let's make sure that you pre-booked it.
Do those things have refund, kind of like travel insurance, where you're like, I suddenly can't go on this trip, but I bought this excursion.
So two different ways we can look at this. You can usually cancel 24 hours in advance.
Okay.
But when we don't feel well. We don't know it 24 hours in advance. That's when your travel insurance would kick in.
Okay.
So we have all kinds of ways to protect you there as well. And of course, I will tell you, we had some excursions on our itinerary that didn't happen. One of them was in the Kenai Fjord area. They were supposed to do a Kenai Fjord that included dinner on Fox Island. And all of a sudden that excursion was canceled. And we scrambled to get everybody rebooked on one that didn't include dinner on Fox Island because we discovered all of the staff quit.
Oh.
So they had no one to cook or serve the dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So those things happen. But I will tell you this. As soon as it was canceled, and that was a Holland America booking, the refund was right back on the guest's credit cards immediately.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Good questions. Keep them coming. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. It's Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Margaritaville. Jimmy Buffett passed away last night peacefully around his friends and family at the age of 76. He started canceling shows in May. I mean, we're still not quite sure what was going on. They haven't really made that public, which is up to them to decide if they want to do that or not. So,
right.
But thoughts and prayers going out to his family and, of course, all his friends. A lot of people actually texting in for Jeff Wagner saying, Jeff, sorry to hear the news. So Jeff must talk about Jimmy Buffett a lot.
Yeah, well, Jeff's almost related to him. I think he has some kind of world record for how many times he's seen Jimmy Buffett. It's insane.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's been there that many times.
It's like way past 50.
Okay. All right, we did get a text here. It says, you were just talking about the Alaska trip in White Pass and Yukon Railway. The steam engine was actually restored and the boiler in Heartland. It's disjointed here, I'm sorry. So it was restored in Heartland. I'm pretty sure it was Heartland, and I worked on it, and I actually had pictures, but I don't have them with me to put on the text. Okay, so that steam engine was actually shipped here?
Yeah, it's very, very cool. I mean, so there are train people and then there are train people. I like trains, but I'm not gaga over them. Colleen is a train aficionado because her father is. So she's very, very into this. This restored historic narrow gauge train was what they were using for the gold. I mean, that's how old this thing is.
Wow.
So it's very historic. The scenery is mind-blowing. Waterfalls like you cannot believe. High clouds. You are so high up. If you're afraid of heights, maybe this isn't such a great trip for you because you're way, way up there on a big trestle.
Huh.
It's phenomenal. And it's not that expensive. That's the whole thing. I mean, I think for just a round trip, it's like $149 or something like that. One of the couples on the trip I was just on took the train up and they biked down. That was an option. So that's cool. So so many different things to do. And I know as you're starting to plan these things, I'm talking to some people who are going in 24 and they're like already trying to start planning. What are we going to do? The other thing is, I am very certain that the next time I go, I'm going to go halibut fishing.
Really?
I'm going to do it. I've just talked about it too much and I'm going to do it. Another thing is the Kenai Fjord trip. Everybody that came back from the Kenai Fjord trip was just raving. They saw pods and pods of orcas. Now, does that happen every time? Absolutely not. But my very first time ever, and I counted, this past trip was my 13th trip to Alaska. The first two trips, I was with Colleen. And we saw so many orcas on my first experience in the Kenai Fjords that you wish your head was on a swivel. You could not turn it fast enough to see these pods of orcas. And then the year before the pandemic, so that'd be 2019, I saw my first really, really good example of bubble feeding when we were doing whale watching in Juneau. I had seen it all over the Animal Planet and all that kind of thing, but I had never really seen, they would say, oh, I think they're bubble feeding. This was, holy cow, they are bubble feeding. I'm talking like a big churning of the water where these humpbacks were bubble feeding in Aku Bay. So you just never know what you're going to get. You're grateful for what you get. We didn't get to see Denali this time.
Just too cloudy.
Too cloudy. Didn't see it.
Whereas Colleen, a couple weeks before that, it was in full view the whole time she was there.
Yep.
You just don't know.
You just absolutely don't know. But I have narrowed it down to two different outfits that do charter fishing out of Seward. And I am going to go halibut fishing in Seward next year. I promise.
All right. The Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. We have one segment left. Rose is back for a week. And then you're gone next week.
Okay. I am. I have to go with Steve Scafidi to Tuscany.
Oh, you have to.
Yes,
it's a rough life. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It's not Christmas,
but it's Hawaii and it's Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, if you're just waking up, Jimmy Buffett passed away last night at the age of 76. We've been doing tributes to him throughout the whole morning. Rose Gray here for 1 week and then she's jetting off again. But tell us again, there's a trip that you're going on soon or next year that's almost sold out.
It is. So this is why I love technology. My good friend Colleen texted me and said there are actually two cabins left on the entire ship. Fox is holding on to them, but we can only hold them on to them till Tuesday.
And that's for the Vietnam.
That's for the Vietnam trip. And I can't tell you, this will be my fourth time doing this trip, and it is spectacular and wonderful, and I'm excited for it. And February 5th through the 20th. Colleen's got a couple seats left on her Japan trip. So again, you know, I hate when I have to say, well, now it's sold out. So we'd love for you to check out our website. We'd love for you to go on the resources tab and go to vacation travel shows and events, where not only will you see the virtual event of Alaska 2024, that's Colleen doing land and sea, explaining it all to you, the Vietnam and Cambodia virtual recording is still up there as well. So there's an opportunity for you to learn more about that. And then something we did several months ago was talk all about all-inclusive vacations. When it's going to be 95 degrees, it's pretty hard to think about all-inclusive vacations in a warm weather destination. However, we know in March or February, you're going to need to get away. And so that's what that particular show is all about.
So you're going with Scafidi.
Yep.
Next week, you guys leave Friday?
We leave on Friday, and then we're going to do Tuscany for seven nights, and then two nights in Florence, and then we're back.
All right.
So Colleen is here for 2 weeks, and then I'm back.
Okay. I see on the website, Gene Miller is going to Ireland.
Yeah.
Are you going on that one with him?
I am, and that's over half full as well. Scafidi's in 2024 trip, which is also a river cruise, that's more than halfway full. Again, with river cruises, we're lucky. We can always grab a couple more cabins if the cruise line will let us. But lots going on at Fox. As you heard Patrick talk about earlier today, the record number of people traveling through TSA this weekend. So that just goes to show you, travel is back. Fox World Travel is here to take all the stress away from your travel.
And tell us what all the travel you guys do. It's not just these group excursions we're talking about.
Not
group
at all.
Travel.
So if somebody wants to do something independently, like we had a caller that's going to have a meeting with one of our consultants who says, I want to do this on my own. I'm not necessarily in love with a group. Now, I will tell you, a lot of people that go on the Alaska trips come back and say, or during the trip will say, going with a group is phenomenal.
It's awesome. I love going on group trips.
I never wanted to do it. Well, now they know why it's so great to do it. But if you're just one of those people that just need some assistance, you want some guidance, you want to talk about options, you like to travel independently, you're going on a honeymoon, for goodness sakes, that's not a group trip. So all of those things we can help you with. Destination wedding, meetings and incentives, business travel, vacation travel on an independent basis, as well as group travel.
And you guys have special like Disney people and Hawaii people, and like you'll get directed to the right person.
Right. And this is not one of those things where we're trying to be something we're not. So if you call in and you say, I want to go to fill in the blank, and that particular advisor is not the right person, they will put you to the right person, which is why we encourage you to fill out the contact us form, because there's somebody that sorts through those and then gets that information to the appropriate person. So that's how we operate. It's not a commission-based thing at all. It's a team effort. We want you to be happy and have a stress-free vacation.
There you go. FoxWorldTravel.com or 866-GO-FOX-GO Monday through Friday. You fill out that contact us form on the website. They'll get back to you on Monday with the right person and get you started. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Enjoy your trip.
Hey.
Tuscany sounds amazing.
Ciao, everybody. We will talk to you in 2 weeks.
We do it every week here at 9 o'clock, the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Coming in next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.